light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Are You Mad at Me by Meg Josephson is a compassionate roadmap for anyone stuck in the exhausting loop of approval seeking and constant second guessing. Blending practical psychology with grounded storytelling, Josephson shows how fear of disapproval silently shapes choices, conversations, and even career paths. Rather than shaming readers for caring about connection, she explains how our nervous system and early learning wire us to scan for danger in the form of perceived rejection. The book offers step-by-step tools to replace overthinking with clarity and to swap people-pleasing with healthy connection. You will learn to set boundaries you can keep, calm spirals in the body and mind, and make decisions from values rather than panic. Written with warmth and realism, this guide meets you where you are and walks with you toward a steadier, more self-trusting life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, breaking the approval-seeking loop, Josephson explains how approval-seeking begins as a smart survival strategy and then solidifies into a reflex that runs your day. When your brain codes disapproval as danger, you read silence as a threat, rush to smooth tension, and try to mind-read what other people want. This loop fuels rumination, conflict avoidance, and overcommitment, which then breed resentment and burnout. The book names common thinking traps like personalization, catastrophizing, and all-or-nothing judgments that keep the loop spinning. Practical steps follow. Use a pause protocol to interrupt urges to fix or apologize. Test thoughts with gentle questions such as, "What evidence supports this fear?" and "What else could be true?" Replace mind-reading with clear asks and reality checks. Practice small tolerances for disapproval, such as letting an email sit before replying, or stating a simple no without a long defense. Over time, these micro-acts train your brain to survive discomfort, which breaks the cycle at its foundation. Secondly, boundaries that stick without guilt. Many guides name boundaries, but this book teaches you to hold them under pressure. Josephson reframes boundaries as conditions that protect connection, not as walls that push people away. She helps you distinguish internal limits I set for myself, relational limits I request from others, and bottom lines I enforce when safety or dignity is at stake. You will learn simple, kind scripts that reduce panic and minimize debate, such as, "I am not available for that," and "Here is what I can offer." The book also prepares you for backlash, because a new boundary often feels like a loss to those who benefited from the old you. Josephson normalizes the guilt surge and shows how to ride it with breath, grounding, and values reminders. She maps consequences that are respectful and consistent, then explains how to follow through without excess justification. As boundaries become routine, your calendar clears, resentment fades, and you reclaim energy for work, rest, and relationships that truly matter. Thirdly, calming the body and rewiring threat maps. Worry about others' opinions is not only a mindset problem. It is a nervous system pattern. Josephson translates neurobiology into plain language, showing how fight, flight, freeze, and fawn responses hijack the moment you sense possible conflict. Instead of scolding yourself for being sensitive, you learn to regulate first, then reason. The book offers brief, repeatable practices that downshift arousal in minutes. These include paced breathing with longer exhales, orienting your eyes and head to scan the room for safety, and sensory grounding through temperature, pressure, or movement. Once the body settles, cognitive tools land more easily. Josephson then teaches graded exposure to social discomfort. You design a ladder of small challenges like letting a colleague frown without reassurance or posting an honest opinion online, and you practice recovery skills before, during, and after. Each successful repetition updates your brain map of what is safe. Over time, trigger intensity drops, and situations that once felt impossible become manageable and even boring. Fourthly, building self-trust and softening the inner critic. living for external approval keeps your self-worth on a roller coaster. Josephson shows how to build steady self-trust through small, kept promises, and compassionate inner dialogue. Rather than trying to silence the critic by force, you practice translating its messages into protective intentions, then respond with adult care. For example, when the critic says, "You messed up," you answer, "Thank you for caring about my reputation. I will repair if needed." The book guides you to audit the rules you inherited about niceness, productivity, and perfection, and to retire the ones that cost your health or integrity. Daily rituals anchor new beliefs, including brief morning check-ins, decision reviews that celebrate effort, and evening gratitude that names courage, not only outcomes. When you miss a target, you use a repair script with yourself and others, which restores confidence faster than blame. The result is a quieter mind, more consistent follow-through, and a sense that you have your own back. Lastly, choosing values over verdicts. At the heart of this book is a shift from chasing approval to living by values. Josephson helps you clarify what you want to stand for across domains like relationships, work, creativity, rest, and community. Values are not goals to finish. They are directions you can walk today. With that compass, decisions simplify. You can say a clear yes to aligned requests and a clean no to misaligned ones, even when someone is disappointed. The book includes exercises to map your personal North Stars and to translate them into behaviors and boundaries. You will also learn how to measure progress by process rather than by applause. That shift breaks the addiction to likes, ratings, and imagined verdicts, and it fosters durable pride. Josephson addresses real-world friction, such as when values conflict, when money or culture pressures you, and when relationships change as you grow. Her guidance keeps you grounded, kind, and brave while you build a life that feels like your own. In conclusion, Are You Mad at Me is for anxious overthinkers, recovering people pleasers, sensitive high achievers, managers who avoid tough conversations, caregivers who feel stretched thin, and anyone who leaves interactions replaying every word. If you want fewer spirals and more steady choices, this book delivers. It blends current psychology with everyday language, then turns insight into action through scripts, checklists, and tiny experiments that fit real schedules. The benefit for your life is concrete. You will free time and energy, improve relationships through honest boundaries, and make decisions that respect both you and others. Choose this book over generic confidence guides because it treats the whole system, mind, body, and relationships, and it anticipates the messy moments when guilt, pushback, and fear spike. Josephson writes with clarity and compassion, so you feel seen rather than judged. Buy it if you are ready to trade approval chasing for grounded self-trust and a life guided by your values. If you would like to support Meg Josephson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power.